and flame soars nearly 200% as Tencent-backed chipmaker debuts in Shanghai. Tencent-backed Inflame Technology closed 179% above its initial public offering price on its Shanghai Star Market debut on September 11, 2026, giving the unprofitable AI chipmaker a market value of 170.9 billion yuan, $25.5 billion, and marking the completion of a full listing cycle for China's four so-called little dragons of domestic AI silicon. The stock opened at 410 yuan against an offer price of 142.18 yuan, surged as much as 234% intraday to 475 yuan, and closed at 397 yuan, according to reporting by the South China Morning Post. Inflame had raised approximately 6.12 billion yuan, $911 million, in the initial public offering, Bloomberg reported. The wider market moved in the opposite direction. The Star 50 index fell 1% on the same day, and the benchmark CSI 300 index dropped 0.8%, per the SCMP. The divergence between Inflame's trajectory and the broader tape is not noise. It is a policy signal dressed in price action. The appeal of the company lies in its position as one of China's leading cloud AI chipmakers, as well as Tencent's dual role as both a key customer and major shareholder. Analysts at Huijin Securities, including Li Hui, wrote in a note cited by Bloomberg. They also noted that Inflame trails peers in both revenue scale and gross margin, which frames the valuation as a premium for strategic positioning rather than current financial performance. The nut paragraph here is simple. China is using its capital markets to build a domestic semiconductor industry that U.S. export controls were designed to prevent. Inflame is not profitable, relies on a single customer for 84% of its revenue, and still depends on overseas manufacturers for its most advanced chip production. None of that deterred 7 million retail investors from submitting orders for 42.1 billion shares against a retail allocation rate of 0.025%, one of the lowest in mainland China this year, according to Inflame's exchange filing cited by the SCMP. When retail investors bid 4,073 times oversubscription for an unprofitable chipmaker, the market is not pricing the company. It is pricing a geopolitical thesis. One customer, 84% of revenue. The Tencent dependency is a feature, not a bug. Tencent holds a 20% stake in Inflame and generated 84% of the company's revenue in 2025, up from approximately 38% a year earlier, Bloomberg reported. Revenue grew to 990 million yuan in 2025, from 722 million yuan in 2024, according to CNBC. The net loss narrowed to 1.16 billion yuan in 2025 from 1.5 billion yuan the prior year, per Bloomberg, and Inflame has forecast a maximum loss of 860 million yuan for the first 9 months of 2026. Our view, the revenue concentration figure is the most important number in Inflame's prospectus, and it cuts both ways. On one hand, a hyperscaler with a 20% ownership stake that accounts for 84% of purchases is not a customer relationship. It is a captive supply chain. Tencent has an explicit financial incentive to keep Inflame solvent and scaling, which reduces near-term revenue risk significantly. On the other hand, any institutional investor underwriting a $25.5 billion market cap on the back of a single customer relationship is making a bet that the relationship holds and that Inflame can diversify before Tencent's own chip roadmap evolves. Bloomberg reported that revenue for the first 9 months of 2026 is expected to more than triple year over year. If realized, that would imply 2026 annual revenue approaching or exceeding 3 billion yuan, which would place the initial public offering valuation at roughly 57 times forward revenue, an aggressive multiple for a company still running losses. Terms on the implied multiple are our calculation, based on disclosed revenue figures. Inflame did not publish explicit 2026 revenue guidance. The Four Little Dragons, debut pops versus post-listing reality Inflame, is the last of China's four AI chipmaking Little Dragons to list, completing a cohort that includes more Threads, MetaX, and Bayern. The debut performance table shows a pattern that institutional investors should treat with caution. Source: Bloomberg and CNBC, as reported by The Next Web. Post-listing figures as of September 2026. Bloomberg reported that MetaX, More Threads, and Bayern have all fallen back substantially from their peaks, with More Threads down more than 60% from its record high and MetaX and Bayern each down more than 40%. CNBC separately reported that all three have remained above their listing prices, a discrepancy in framing that reflects the difference between absolute return from initial public offering and return from peak. Both can be true simultaneously. The implication for Inflame longs: a 179% first-day close may look like the starting line for further gains. The three preceding Little Dragon listings suggest the peak often arrives within days of debut. The lockup periods binding co-founders Zhao Lidong and Zhang Yalin, both former AMD executives, limit near-term insider selling, but institutional holders face no such constraint. The NVIDIA gap and why Inflame chose a different architecture. International chipmakers led by NVIDIA held nearly 60% of China's AI accelerator market in 2025, according to IDC figures cited in Inflame's own prospectus via CNBC. U.S. export controls and Beijing's reduced appetite for importing advanced chips have since closed off NVIDIA's access to China's data center market. Inflame's founders made an architectural choice from day one. Zhao Lidong and Zhang Yalin, who both worked at AMD before founding the company in Shanghai in 2018, built chips designed to function outside NVIDIA's ecosystem rather than compete directly with its general-purpose graphics processors, Bloomberg reported. Paul Triolo, a partner and head of technology at the advisory firm DGA, described this approach to Bloomberg as a high-risk form of strategic independence, adding that it may serve Tencent and municipal data centers well, but could prove less attractive in the open developer market. The manufacturing constraint is real and unresolved. Inflame still relies on overseas producers for its advanced chips, and in late 2023, geopolitical pressure forced it to downgrade certain chip designs to retain access to TSMC's manufacturing facilities, Bloomberg reported. To bridge the revenue gap during that period, the company leaned on Chinese state-backed computing contracts in cities including Wuxi and Qingyang. Goldman Sachs expects China's semiconductor capital spending to reach $82 billion by 2030, according to CNBC. Inflame plans to use initial public offering proceeds to develop its fifth and sixth generation AI chips, with a target of matching the performance of leading international products, CNBC reported. Whether TSMC access holds as U.S.-China technology restrictions tighten is the single largest execution risk the company faces. China's initial public offering upcycle is a policy tool, not a market cycle, Morgan Stanley analysts wrote on August 28, 2026, that China is still at a very early stage of a multi-year initial public offering upcycle, with many new listings concentrated in technologies Beijing views as strategically important, Business Insider reported. The bank's analysts noted that capital markets are critical to help them scale up, given that many of these companies are not yet profitable. This framing matters for institutional capital allocation. The Inflame listing is not a standalone event. In July 2026, memory maker CXMT rose nearly 466% on its Shanghai debut, CNBC reported. The pattern across Little Dragon listings, CXMT, and the broader Star Market pipeline points to a deliberate sequencing of state-adjacent technology companies through the initial public offering pipeline. The geopolitical context compounds this. As reported by The Next Web on the same day as In Flames debut, the UAE's $30 billion Stargate AI data center project is being redesigned after Iran named it a military target, with the original single 26-square-kilometer campus outside Abu Dhabi now being split into a dispersed network of smaller sites, some proposed underground, with air defenses. Two Amazon Web Services data centers in the UAE were damaged in an Iranian missile and drone exchange in March, Reuters reported via The Next Web. The infrastructure war for AI compute is no longer metaphorical. ZAI has already disclosed that its GLM53 flash model runs entirely on China-made chips, with analysts citing Huawei, Inflame, and other domestic producers as the likely supply chain, CNBC reported. Inflame is not a speculative bet on a future that may never arrive. It is embedded in production AI systems today. The Placamium view the market is reading Inflame as a China semiconductor story. Placamium reads it as a capital structure story with a semiconductor wrapper. Here is the dynamic the debut price obscures. Tencent has engineered a situation where it owns 20% of a supplier, buys 84% of that supplier's output, and has now watched its position mark up substantially as the public market assigned a $25.5 billion valuation to the entity. That is not a customer relationship. That is a vertically integrated supply chain that Tencent has partially monetized through the public markets while retaining control. The initial public offering did not dilute Tencent's strategic position. It priced it. The second-order play is the one the source material does not surface directly. Oracle spent $28 billion on construction and equipment in a single quarter, is running its AI infrastructure at 97.9% utilization, and is adding customers at prices roughly 20% above prior contract levels, InvestingCom reported via The Next Web. The global AI compute buildout is not slowing. It is accelerating. China has decided it will not be dependent on American silicon for that buildout, and it is using initial public offering capital to fund the alternative. Inflame, Huawei's Ascend line, and the municipal data center contracts are the execution layer of that policy. What the Little Dragon post-listing declines tell Placamium is that the first-day multiple reflects policy sentiment, not earnings power. The durable trade is not the initial public offering pop. It is the infrastructure contracts that flow to companies like Inflame from state-backed computing projects as Beijing accelerates domestic substitution. Those contracts are disclosed in Inflame's own filing. They are recurring, policy-mandated, and not contingent on winning the open developer market that Trialo flagged as a risk. The break-even timeline of 2026 or 2027, as reported by Business Insider, is credible only if revenue more than triples and the manufacturing dependency on TSMC holds. If U.S. export controls tighten further and TSMC access is curtailed, the fifth and sixth generation chip roadmap stalls, and the $25.5 billion market cap rests entirely on existing product revenue from a single customer. That is the tail risk. It is not priced. The bottom line in Flame's 179% debut is less about the company's current financials and more about what it represents in the architecture of China's technology independence push. For institutional capital, the actionable read is not to chase the initial public offering pop, where the Little Dragon precedent is unambiguous in showing peak-to-trough declines of 40% to 60%. The investable thesis lives in the multi-year capital deployment cycle that Goldman Sachs pegs at $82 billion in Chinese semiconductor spending by 2030, and in the companies, including Inflame, positioned inside state procurement pipelines rather than competing for open market developer share. The TSMC dependency is the fault line to watch. Any escalation in semiconductor equipment restrictions that severs that relationship reprices every number in this prospectus.